Banff, Indigenous communities will hunt bison in Banff National Park throughout the month of October. Natalie Fay, External Relations Manager for Banff National Park, said the federal agency is facilitating a ceremonial bison hunt in Banff's backcountry throughout the month of October. She said it is a pilot initiative led by the Indigenous Advisory Circle, IAC, for Banff National Park, made up of the Bearspaw, Shaniki and Goodstoney First Nations, the Siksika, Kainai and Pekani First Nations, the Sutina First Nation and the Rocky View Métis District of the Otipemisivik Métis Government, and one bison has been allocated per IAC member for a total of 8. The ceremonial hunt is proceeding at the request of the Indigenous Advisory Circle and following guidance from a joint IAC Parks Canada working group, she said in an email. Out of respect for the participating nations and to ensure the success of this important initiative, Parks Canada will share further information after each nation has had the opportunity to complete their harvest activities and the results are known, she added. Parks Canada is committed to gathering feedback from the nations and honoring this significant first step towards developing an Indigenous Guardians program in Banff National Park. While Parks Canada does not have exact numbers on the reintroduced herd's current population, there are estimated to be more than 100 bison in Banff's backcountry in what has been hailed a conservation success story. Considered a keystone species that helps hold an ecosystem together, bison were absent from Banff National Park for about 160 years before being brought back in 2017 as part of a $6.4 million reintroduction project. Parks Canada translocated 16 Plains bison, 10 young females and 6 young males, from a disease-free herd in Elk Island National Park east of Edmonton to a 16-hectare soft-release fenced pasture in the Panther River Valley on February 1, 2017. For the first 16 months, bison were held in the fenced paddock in an attempt to anchor them to their new home before their release into the greater 1,200 square kilometer reintroduction zone in the remote eastern slopes of Banff in summer 2018. For the most part, the bison herd has stayed within the large reintroduction zone, which is fenced off in strategic locations to keep the animals from heading out onto Alberta provincial lands. Except for a few bold bulls that have wandered onto provincial lands, the bison have primarily stayed within the Panther and Dormer valleys. As for the Indigenous hunt, Parks Canada is not saying how many bison will be allowed to be hunted or exactly where in the park it is taking place. Fay said this pilot year offers a learning opportunity for both Parks Canada and Indigenous nations as they work together to shape future management practices. As far as the number of bison harvested, we are working with the Indigenous Advisory Circle Working Group with the intent to start with a small number of animals, she said. Final numbers will not be known until each nation has completed their harvesting activities. Fay said no motorized access is being permitted, such as via ATVs. Each participating nation has determined how best to proceed with harvesting activities, i.e. horse use, or on foot, she said. There is no information, however, on whether First Nations will be allowed to hunt other species. For Banff, Fay said this is a historic step to strengthen Indigenous partnerships, Indigenous connections to the land, and supports the revitalization of ceremonial and cultural hunting practices. While Indigenous hunting of bison was once commonplace, this is the first time in 139 years that bison are being harvested in Banff National Park since its establishment, she said. The process is being approached with care, starting small and proceeding thoughtfully, ensuring that every step is led by Indigenous nations with support from Parks Canada. Fay said she understands Canadians have a vested interest in the bison herd in Banff National Park and other Parks Canada places that manage bison. As we move forward, Parks Canada is committed to sharing information about the results of the ceremonial hunt. Further updates will be shared following harvest activities, later in November 2024, she said. Since the reintroduction, the bison herd's population growth was recorded at an average of 33% a year, while the natural mortality rate was less than 1%. The removal of 4 dispersing bulls that wandered onto provincial lands accounted for another 1%. The growth rate is expected to slow in the coming years, But even the average growth rate of about 20% for wild bison herds in North America would result in more than 200 animals within the next 8 years in Banff. The population and range of every modern free-roaming plains bison herd in North America is limited by surrounding development and is ultimately managed by people through indigenous and non-indigenous hunts, roundups, relocations, auctions and removals. Although opportunities to expand bison range may exist within and outside the national park, Parks has indicated they will ultimately be limited by agriculture on provincial lands, other human developments and active management. In 2018, the Alberta government created of a 240-square-kilometer special bison zone in the Upper Red Deer area to protect wayward bison.